My name is Zoe Constantopoulou. I have been president of the Hellenic Parliament during the first period of government of Syriza from February 2015 to October 2015. I'm a lawyer by profession, specialized in international criminal law, international public law, and human rights. And before getting involved into the central political scene, I have been active as a lawyer defending human rights cases and criminal cases before the Greek courts, but also cases before international courts and fora, with the conviction that the defense of human rights and the defense of international principles of freedom and democracy is a question and a responsibility for which there is no one who can be excluded. It's a responsibility for all of us. I decided to run for elections in 2011, experiencing the gross violations of democracy and human rights in the country in the context of the memoranda regimes, a context fabricated to organize a very systematic departure from the principles of democracy, parliamentary functions, and the protection of human rights. A system organized also to serve private interests and the interests, namely, of banks and bankers, but also corrupt governments and politicians, to the detriment of societies and the people. As president of the Hellenic Parliament and as a member of Parliament of Syriza, I took my role very seriously. So I tried and decided to really build the example of how the left should position itself when in power, and to really concretize the principles through which we had undertaken to operate when in power. I tried to open the parliament to the society, firmly believing that we're not all about keeping our power, but rather we're about rendering the power to the people. I tried to create an example of a parliament open to the people, hospitable to the people, and especially to those who had been grossly victimized and marginalized during the memoranda period. I also tried to make the parliament a cradle of democracy and the separation of powers, and insisted on the autonomy of the parliament vis-a-vis the government, insisted thereby on those very principles which had been guiding our policies when in opposition. Finally, I tried to underline the essential role of parliaments and of parliamentarians in the defense of democracy, but also in the internationalization of questions such as the question of debt, through which the Greek people, but also other European people, have been victimized during the last 5 years. During this very short period, in which I would say every initiative undertaken by me as a president of parliament was attacked, during this very short period, I tried to take those initiatives which were both essential and necessary for the parliament to contribute in the defense of the people's rights. And I formed or took the initiative for the creation of committees or investigations which would contribute in a positive way in the negotiations and which would serve the right of the Greek people to both truth and justice. I created a dead truth committee an auditing committee for Greece's purported public debt, a debt proven to be odious, illegal, and unsustainable. I also proposed to the plenary the creation of a committee on the German reparations owed to Greece and the Greek people since the Second World War. And finally, I opened cases of large-scale corruption, corruption which was also interlinked with the over-indebtment of the country. These basic initiatives were all attacked, both by the opposition and the media, but it should also be said that they were not promoted, but rather they were undermined directly or indirectly by both governmental persons and political said allies. Nevertheless, these are initiatives which form a parliamentary acquis, parliamentary asset to be capitalized by the society and the people. What I consider another asset for both the people and the society and for the next generations to come is the report issued by the Debt Truth Committee and its findings on the illegal character of the Greek debt. During this period, I tried to underline gross inequalities in the society and gross injustices, and I tried to underline them by taking initiatives which annulled these inequalities. On the 8th and 9th of March, I opened the parliament to the people, the women who had fought for their rights, but also for the people's rights, who had fought for democracy, for freedom, for human rights. On the 8th of March, I opened the parliament and the parliament channel for the cleaning ladies of the Ministry of Finance. And through the parliament's channel, we projected their fight, their struggle, and also their example. The example of everyday people who are attacked, who are marginalized, who are at the center of the most antisocial neoliberal policies, and who decide that they will not be brought to their knees, but rather they will fight the fight, and they will also inspire other people to be active, be solidary towards them, and also demand respect for their rights and freedoms. On the 9th of March, there was a plenary session for to present an award of contribution to women who had fought for freedom, for democracy, for justice, for human rights in the Greek history, and together with the well-known personalities of the resistance, the Greek resistance, but also the fight against the dictatorship, we invited women who fight the fight in their everyday life, such as the cleaning ladies of the Ministry of Finance, but also the teachers of the prison schools in Greece, and also refugees, women from Kobani, in order precisely to underline that there's women everywhere who fight this fight and who stand for their rights and who are those who inspire more and more women, but also men, to be active and to demand respect and to participate in this large front against the most antisocial and the most neoliberal policies and the most also racist policies manifested in both Greece but also Europe.